Om Shanti. 23rd January 2020. Today's effort. Check. Is every thought that I have for the benefit of the self and everyone? How many thoughts did I have in 1 second? How many were worthwhile? And how many were not worthwhile? Let there not be any difference between your thoughts and actions. Thoughts are an invaluable treasure of life. Just as you do not waste physical treasure, similarly, let not a single thought go to waste. Who is talking about thought power? And asking us to check every thought, whether that thought is for the benefit of the self and others, and how many thoughts I get in 1 second, how many of them are worthwhile or useless, waste. Thoughts are the invaluable treasures of life. Just as you do not waste physical treasures, so also not a single thought should go waste. Out of the 8 treasures that we have, 9 treasures, thoughts are the important treasures. Thought, time, words, happiness, purity, blessings, elevated actions. These are all the treasures. So Baba is asking, whatever thoughts that you have, is it for the benefit of the self and others? Is it worthwhile or is it not worthwhile? Check how many thoughts you get in 1 second. When one is excited, when one is confused, when one is in the stage of passion, thoughts increase. And when one is calm, thoughts are less. In the excited stage of the mind, in the agitated stage of the mind, you cannot take any proper decision. The mind is confused. Only when the mind is calm, then only whatever you do will be useful for yourself and others. And when the mind is agitated, excited, restless, filled with lot of waste thoughts about situations, you can't take any decision. Or whatever you think, whatever you do, everything goes waste. What people do is, one is here and this is the situation. Suppose this is a very negative situation that has come in front of us suddenly. So what a man does, what a person does is, keep on thinking about how to solve this. And in thinking, he creates a lot of waste thoughts, negative thoughts. There is a situation and one starts thinking about it. But this thinking is like hitting the stone, hitting the rock, hitting the mountain. Baba has told, don't adopt this approach. You have to fly over it. This is the approach. No matter how much you think about it, there would be only fights. If this is person, there will be conflicts and quarrel. If this is a situation created by person, even by thinking of that situation, you are not going to come to any solution. That's why the path is meditation. The path is not to directly fight with situations, but seek some other path. You have to go and cross it with that low stage of mind. You cannot fight this situation. You have to elevate yourself and then you just cross over it. Just as a king drew a line and he said to his courtiers, without touching the line, make it small. So what is the method? Without touching this line, make it small. Draw a bigger line. Automatically this line has become small. The bigger line is meditation. The bigger line is the stage of detached observership. The bigger line is that elevated stage. So you don't do anything with this line at all to make it short. You are doing something else. You are drawing another line, a bigger line. Automatically this has become small. And when this becomes small, so you no more think of it. It's a very insignificant, immaterial thing for you. So thoughts are invaluable treasures. But most of the time we are sitting and thinking about the situations or persons, those who are creating disturbances. But by thinking of persons and situations, we are in fact giving all our energy to that situation, and the situation is becoming all the more strong. That's why the path is not to directly fight with the situation or persons. The path is something else. The Baba is telling, check whether your thoughts are for self or for others, worthwhile or not worthwhile. Whatever I am thinking, what is it helping me? Probably not. And if you want to achieve something in life, you have to give up many things. If you want to progress in the life of spirituality, you will have to give up many things. 1,000 things at least. If you want to progress in worldly life, the worldly person give up spiritual things. And if you want to progress in spiritual life, you have to give up material things. But without giving up, nothing happens. Your commitment should be 100%. Your surrender, attitude of surrender should be integrated. 100%. Without 100% surrender and without 100% dedication, you can't achieve anything. If you want to achieve only material things, you have to give up all spiritual things. And if you want to achieve something which is spiritual, then also the commitment has to be 100%. Without that 100% commitment and without that 100% dedication and integration, nothing worthwhile can ever be achieved. Because every success demands dedication. Without this dedication, nothing happens. Every success demands one point attention, one point concentration. In Islam religion, in the earlier days, it was considered a very bad omen if somebody dies and he has to be buried with deformed limbs. If somebody dies, all body parts should be together. For example, in Indian philosophy, for example, in yajna, they used to do sacrifice animals, but if the animal has got defective part, it is not accepted. Everywhere, the dedication, if you study all the different religions and different scriptures, everywhere it is shown that God accepts everything which is full, and everything which is defective is not accepted. So they are talking about gross things, but it is not about gross. Like in those Pakhtuns, even in them, there is a group of people, Pathans, even in them, if the limb is broken while they bury, that limb is attached at least to it. So whether in front of God or when somebody dies or in yajna, everywhere the sacrifice has to be complete. Without that complete sacrifice, it is not accepted. In the similar manner, but they have taught about gross. It is not about gross, it's about mind. A mind which is split cannot achieve success. A mind which is divided cannot achieve success. For any success, spiritual, material or anything, mind has to be integrated, completely one. And for going towards one, you have to give up at least 1,000 things. If one wants to progress in spirituality really, definitely, in the real sense, he will have to definitely give up at least 1,000 things, 1,000 worldly desires, 1,000 desires for worldly company and worldly enjoyments. Without complete dedication, without complete devotion, without complete integrated surrender, no thing of spirituality can ever be achieved. That's why Baba is saying, thought is an invaluable treasure. And if I keep on wasting my time and thought in thinking about those things which I cannot change, it is just like hitting the mountain. This is a mountain. Mountain means situation or person. Mountain means a soul who is creating obstacles or disturbance, or who is opposed, or who is criticizing, or who is blaming. Any mountain or some financial issue or some legal issue. Situation can be anything, but this is a mountain. And what person does is sit here and hit it. They spend hitting their head on the mountain, thinking that they can cross it. Baba often says that you use chisel and you hit the, try to cut away this mountain, but it is never going to work. The task is to jump over it. You cannot fight people, you cannot fight persons. And it is useless and waste of time to fight people and to defeat them and to show that they are wrong. You can't do anything with them. This is a small line. Don't touch the line. Draw bigger line. That's it. That is the only method to make this small line, to make this line small. If you do anything with this line, probably you will get into trouble. So drawing a bigger line is adopting the path of spirituality or meditation. To jumping over is to elevate one stage to that detached observership or upram or detachment. With that only you can overcome these mountains. Because in fighting people, persons, situations, opposition, blames, one thing which is definitely wasted is thoughts. So much thoughts, so many thoughts. And by thinking about this, we are in fact giving our energy of thought to these people. And our thought energy is reducing. The greatest, the most powerful soul is the one who has got as less thoughts as possible. When there is a flood of thoughts in the mind, that mind becomes weak. Positive thoughts are always less. The speed of positive thoughts is less. If you draw, for example, this is the line and these are the thoughts. Now, waste thoughts, they are very fast. Faster than the waste thoughts are negative thoughts. Faster than the negative thoughts are thoughts of vices. And thoughts of lust, they are the fastest. Now, from here, these are thoughts. Now, ordinary thoughts, they are little slower than all these thoughts about I have to get up, I have to go here, I have to go do and do that. Then after that are the positive thoughts, which are stronger, or they are less. Even lesser than that, the speed is the thoughts of higher consciousness, self-respect, Soman. Even lesser than that are the thoughts of remembrance of Baba, when one is lost in love, and this is the as if no thoughts at all. That's a point stage or seed stage. So we are more powerful when we are into this, and we are weak when we are in this phase. So I have to decide where I am standing. Negative thoughts, wasteful thoughts, negative thoughts, wasteful thoughts of past, thoughts of people, persons, why he did this to me, why they are doing like this, they shouldn't do like this, they should be better, and all those things. You cannot dictate, you cannot put bandage on somebody's mouth. Or can you? You cannot bandage. One can put a bandage on some wound of some patient, but you cannot put bandage on his mouth and tell him to keep calm. They can't. So you cannot stop anybody. The only person you can stop is you yourself. The only person you can do something with is you yourself. You can't just fight with world, people. Let them remain as they are. The line is there. Don't touch the line. Draw a bigger line. That's it. This is the line of meditation. This is the line of elevated stage. This is the line of detachment. This is the line of detached observership. This is the line of churning knowledge. This is the knowledge of understanding. This is the knowledge of, this is the line of greater perspective. And when you reach that, everything appears small. This line will appear very, very small. And why I was wasting time in thinking of this line? And that is the only method. So this is the horizon. This is how the things are moving. Just I have to decide where I stand. And I am not supposed to waste my time, waste my energy, thought energy. Thought energy is the greatest energy in the world. Baba has said in multiple Murlis, the greatest arrow of Maya, the greatest arrow with which Maya defeats a yogi soul is waste thoughts. They are not having thoughts of vices. They are not having thoughts of lust. But they are having waste thoughts. And that is the greatest arrow of Maya. Maya hits the yogi souls with these waste thoughts. And when thoughts are wasted, you become weak. Weak thoughts creates a weak personality. Weak thoughts create a weak world within. And you cannot fight. You cannot go ahead in this Brahmin life with weak personalities. How much strong one is from within. How much one can stand, withstand all the oppositions. If you look the life of Brahma, he himself, he had the greatest opposition ever. And there was no support from anybody. Or did he have from any worldly soul? No, nothing. Everybody was opposing. It was a great criticism. But he was above everything. That's what we have to do. As I said, there was a newspaper, Sindh Observer, English newspaper, that said this Brahma is a practicing lechery. Lechery means sensuality, lustfulness, and sorcery. Sorcery means black magic. So there were such words used for him in newspaper. Newspaper means everybody reads newspaper. Nobody has full knowledge about it, but whatever they read, they start accepting it. If something wrong comes in newspaper, the news spreads like everywhere. For example, somebody has done some crime, suspected crime, that news will come on the front page. And after 10 days, when it is proven that he is not the criminal, and that news will come in the last page in a very small line. That he is proven innocent. That news will be in the last page or third or fourth page. The first, the sensational news would be that he is the suspected criminal. These are the ways of the world. So, let whatever happens in the world. We are not here to waste our thoughts on worldly nonsense. And remember one more thing. Public memory is short. Today they blame, tomorrow they will praise. Today they praise and tomorrow they will blame. Which is that one line which shows where sorrow and happiness both are included. There is one line where if a happy man reads it, he will become sorrowful. And if a sorrowful man reads it, he will become happy. Even this will pass away. Even this will pass away. If a happy man will reads this, he will become unhappy because his happiness is not going to stay. If a sorrowful, unhappy man reads this, his unhappiness cannot remain because even this will pass away. This is a very beautiful line where both things are included. So, today's effort, check. Is every thought that I have for the benefit of the self and everyone? How many thoughts did I have in 1 second? What is the speed of the thoughts? How fast? And when you have very fast thoughts, can you sit in yoga? No, you can't. Can you sit and listen to some gyan things? No, not possible. Let there be not difference in between your thoughts and actions. Your thoughts are the valuable treasures of life. Just as you do not waste physical treasures. Similarly, let not a single thought go to waste. Baba says, not a single thought should be wasted. So we have to weigh, see our thoughts. And if they are waste, if they are negative, what is the cause? Remove the cause. Om Shanti.